So on the Country Hour earlier this week, we had a story about technology that could tell each cow by its muzzle. And I may have remarked, that's kind of impressive, but it'd be a lot more impressive if you could do it with sheep. I could never tell them apart in the paddock, let alone trying to read ear tags. So that would be better. Well, we got a text saying, Warwick, you should talk to Mark Ferguson in New Zealand. He's got a computer that does just that. Let's learn a lot more because he can join us now. Mark Ferguson, welcome to the Country Hour.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Now, do you really have some technology that can tell each sheep by their face?
Yeah, we do. We've been about 3 years working on it, and quite amazingly for some people, they look differently. I guess those that work with them daily get to tell the difference, maybe. But it's same technology as in humans and works in sheep.
How does it work? Are you looking at, is it looking at the whole face, or are there defining features of sheep that it picks out?
Essentially, just gets tightened right in on the face, and with machine learning, you're not ever 100% sure what it's looking at. You just train it to tell the difference and then test whether it can. But it's basically same technology in humans, so looking at all the features and where they sit comparatively and works out who's who.
So how accurate is it?
We've had it up to over 95%, depending on, the better you train it, the better it is. I think it'll be the same as it is in humans once we've continue working on the model. So, it's close enough to 100%.
In terms of the practicality of it all, sort of how do you set it up? Is it in a yards type situation or a paddock? What do you do?
So currently, we've done kind of all of the above, but it can work in yards or in paddocks, depending on obviously lenses and stuff and getting quality image of the sheep looking at the camera. And we do both basically, either yards or paddock. Where we're heading is paddock, because if you can get them into the yards and run them through, you can use EID, you don't need fancy facial recognition. So we're sort of working on things that we'd be able to use in the paddock and sort of start to know who's who in the paddock, which opens up some great opportunities.
Yeah, so do you just plug it in, a camera into your computer, and it just does the rest, looks for the sheep and decides if it can work out who it is?
It's not quite that easy. There's basically small computers that sit on the camera and make those decisions as they go. And with technology advancements, there's sort of fairly powerful computers that don't draw a lot of current. So the cameras run off them. And then at the moment, we're sort of, it's a bit of toing and froing with downloading information, but eventually it'll work out. It'll be only recording information that's relevant rather than shipping images around, because that's quite a lot of data moving too many images around it.
You said you've been working on this for 3 years now. What made you want to be able to have facial recognition for sheep?
A couple of things. So I've sort of a lifetime researcher in sheep, really. Grew up in Oz and did a lot of work there, research, before moving to New Zealand. And I guess always wanted to know more through research projects. You always sort of end up paying people to sit around and watch sheep to do various things. And kind of once, I guess I went to the US and learnt about, I was in a week conference and sort of become aware of what machine learning could do and what image analysis can do. And there's a couple of key people, Matthew Pryor, who challenged me, and John Douglas Clifford, actually, is a farmer over here, who said, you must be able to do this in sheep. Can't work out how. So, a few people sort of challenged me and then assembled a team that could do it, because I certainly couldn't. But I guess the holy grail for us, or the first holy grail, is matching lambs to their parents. If we can do that, we can unlock a lot of potential in the sheep industry, and that's sort of the first thing we're focused on. But also, I'm pretty hot on welfare traits and better monitoring systems. And obviously, if we could have machine learning to tell you when the first one limps or the first one gets fly struck, that would be pretty awesome as well.
So I suppose you've jumped into the next question: is what are you using it for now, and what are the hopes for the future?
Yeah, I think sort of limited by your imagination, I think, when it comes to machine learning in ag, I think there's going to be an enormous potential, particularly around images. But we're focused on lambs to dam matching, so that pedigree matching, and not we're trying to do that at we're focusing on a commercial scale deployment, so that you could do so any commercial farmer could put a few cameras in the paddock and work out which lambs are matching to which ewes. And that may not sound that exciting, but when you work out that some ewes are weaning 60 kilos and some ewes are weaning 20 kilos, and they might have all been scanned twin in that mob, but you don't know actually you wean them all, you don't know which ewes contributed what, and there's a lot of inefficiency in that. So that's kind of the first thing we've focused on. And we think that that's what we know from what from discussions with farmers, that that would be something that they'd like to put in their paddocks. And then once you've got a camera on farm, you've got potential to do all the other stuff of welfare monitoring and stuff. But we sort of, we think that would most likely get people putting the cameras in their paddocks would be that if we could solve that problem of knowing which lamb comes from which ewe.
And that is a difficulty specific to the sheep industry, isn't it? With cattle, it's much easier to work out who's the mum of what animal, just thanks to their size and the herd size as well. But with sheep flock sizes and with the amount of lambs that they're having with twins, etc., it can be quite difficult working out who belongs to who.
I mean, nigh on impossible in sheep at a commercial scale. Obviously, studs do it through either DNA or yard mothering or with the collar technologies. And then cattle, it's a couple of hundred, or often herd sizes are fairly manageable, and there's a big visual tag in the ear of both calf and cow, and so that works pretty well. But yeah, sheep, at the scale people are operating on, it's just not possible, and that's why we need technology to do it. There's other technology out there that have been trialled before, but I think, yeah, the beauty about cameras is that one camera can see lots of animals, obviously, and it can, versus other technologies, which are sort of per head type stuff, which in the sheep industry kind of doesn't work because of the economics.
And speaking of the economics, what are your hopes for the technology? Is it close to being commercialised?
So we're going through, we've got great support from the New Zealand government through Callaghan Innovation at the moment, so that sort of runs them through to the middle of 2022, but we're right now sort of seeking investment to really ramp it up and commercialise in the next 12 to 24 months is the plan, yeah. So we're ironing out lots of bugs. There's lots of things you don't know about when you start getting into this field. We've got four great engineers that are working on it at the moment and a couple of support staff, so we've certainly doing what we can at our company level, and then we'll need better investment to actually crank it up.
When you started working in sheep research, was it ever in your wildest dreams that you'd one day be able to bring a technology like this out onto farm?
The short answer is no. When we started in my career, we were writing down weights, and like EID was only just sort of really starting to happen. Writing down weights, not that I'm that old, but getting old enough. The writing down weights and having staff enter that back in the computer, whereas now obviously that's all been automated. But I meant to kind of imagine that was going to happen, but to imagine that you would have the capability for computers to see stuff and to record that in a useful way is pretty amazing. Like, you walk into the office these days and you've got four engineers looking at sheep and just the processes that they can automate already with just everything on those images. You can tell whether there's a sheep there and then crop that face out of that sheep, and it's amazing the potential, the capability now, but the potential is awesome. And I guess through the beauty about this technology is that we're not having to forge away, like you're not having to develop it from scratch. It's all technology that's been developed for consumer type stuff. So cameras are getting better because of consumer demand in mobile phones, and computing is getting way better because of all devices. So that's what really excites me, I suppose. You're not having to develop technology. We're having to sort of hack it together and sticky tape it together and solder it together. But we're not actually having to sort of go out and develop a whole new technology, which is quite cool because sheep industry never really gets to the level of investment to do that kind of stuff in a bespoke way.
Still super exciting to watch what may happen. Mark Ferguson, thanks for coming on the Country Hour and telling us about it.
Awesome. Thanks, Warwick. Good to chat.